Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
You sure
can. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land. They want
That's right. Stay woke out there. It is Tele Tuesday. We'd like to say good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. And happy holidays, season's greetings to all our listeners out there, global, USA, Canada, South Korea, United Kingdom, Japan, Japan, Japan. Hello. We're going to bring to you Chakra Number 2 by Stephen Haynes. She's going to tell us about the chakra. You know, we have to keep everything in balance here. But I'd like to again say congratulations to Mayor Brass. Karen Brass stepped out there doing what she had to do. State of emergency passed, okay? And the city council passed, and they're unified citywide because, you know, it takes everybody to get everything done. This stuff did not start overnight. It won't end overnight. But there's many, many parts to this, and it takes everybody to get in there and do it. You know, when you give life of happiness to others, you truly live. Wisdom is invisible. It can only be gauged by a person's actual conduct and behavior. And what I have to say to Mayor Brad, Mayor, you are a wise, wise woman. We're going to bring you in, sit back and relax, and let's wait for Stephanie Haynes to come on with you and me to tell us about this chakra number 2. Enjoy.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday we'll
Happy holidays out there. We have the author of The Healing of the Wounds, Miss Stephanie Haynes, on with us. We're going to be talking about those chakras. You know, I love all the topics, but this is my favorite topic. And she's going to bring it to us on chakra number 2. And before I bring on, I had a friend to send me a Christmas gift. And in that box was a bracelet with all the chakra stones on it and a necklace too. You know, persons know that I love the chakras. They know that we have to stay in balance here. And we have the chakra master on the phone with us this evening. It's going to bring us chakra number 2. Stephanie Haynes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Linda. How are you?
I'm okay. I know it's busy. It's crazy. You're out there in the community. You're preparing, I think it's for the 16th, of Black Women in Wellness. You'll have a segment, a workshop going there. I know it's a lot of celebrations going on, and you're in great demand. So we appreciate you taking out time to come to be with us this evening.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Yes. So, and how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, I'm up and down all around, you know, getting ready for the families, coming in, coming out, moving all about, going crazy, but it's going to be a fun time. And I'd like to tell the listeners, just in case we don't, this will be our last segment until after Christmas. We do go on hiatus, and then we'll be back, and we'll pick it up where we left it off. So I'm just getting prepared, okay, for the incoming, the outcoming, the outbound, the inbound, and all the fun. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay. All righty. So, listeners, good evening. And tonight we will be talking about the second chakra. So where the root is deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. Yeah, so we talked about that for our root chakra. And tonight we're going to talk about the second chakra. Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. And that is from Oprah Winfrey. Now, this is the sky crawl. Now, that is the second chakra, and it is found in the lower abdomen. That's your stomach, just below the navel and above the pelvic bone. Now, the Sanskrit name chakra is Swadhisthana. It is made up of 2 Sanskrit words, swa meaning one own, and hana meaning abode or dwelling place. Now, the scapula relates to the anatomical area by the sacrum, and it also means holy or sacred. So it is the fitting that this chakra house our emotions, our passions, and pleasure. Now, the thing that emotionally stagnate us from and give us joy and so are sacred to us. Now, this chakra is considered to be the creative and the sexual energy center of our body, and it's thus linked to matters of intimacy and connection, including sex, fertility, and reproduction. Now, when the sky squash chakra is functioning optimally, we are content, uninhibited in our relationship, and create endeavors and compatible of deep intimacy, and we exude a joyful vibrancy. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced, it is about our emotional health. Now, our imbalance can interfere with enjoying life. Now, if the chakra energy are stuck, stagnant, or blocked in any kind of way, we will be impacted both emotionally and physically. which in turn fluids the creative and the sexual aspects of our life. With an underactive second chakra, we are likely to suffer from a low libido, issue around sex and intimacy. Now, the genealogical of fertility challenge, struggles with creative endeavors, a lack of creative insight or fulfillment, lingering relationship issues, and emotional dissatisfaction. Now, conversely, if the second chakra is overactive, this can manifest as overwhelming emotions, mood swings, excessive highs and lows, dramatic situations in relationship, over-dependent on others, jealousy, possessiveness, and sexual or other addictions can come into play. Now, our second chakra can be impacted by the energy baggage we carry over from our root chakra, which can prevent us from feeling safe to experience joy. Now, perhaps this is from our childhood and family or communal or societal conditions around self-expressions. Sex and sexuality are often just general enjoyment of life. As we navigate each day, circumstances like relationships, issues, sexual experiences, and how we handle our work, life balance may also disrupt the flow of this chakra. Now, the second chakra governs the sexual organs, the liver, the hormones, the upper intestines, and the spleen. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced, you may experience symptoms such as the following. So I encourage each of you to grab a pen and a paper, if you haven't, thus far. So number one, sexual dysfunction, low libido, sexual addiction, addiction to substance like drugs, alcohol, etc., pelvic pain, hormonal issues, fertility challenge, urinary issues, sciatic lower back pain, guilt, emotional imbalance, mood disorder, fulfillment and joy, boredom, and dissatisfaction. Now, when the second chakra is open and aligned, you may feel a warm tingling or vibration in your lower abdomen as energy starts to flow fully. This can result in change in our digestive system as well as hormonal and reproductive shift. Your libido may awaken and you may find yourself more sexually aroused. Fertility issues caused by prior hormonal imbalance can improve. You may take more pleasure in everyday activities such as eating and drinking and feel more inclined to participate in hobbies and other pleasurable pursuits. You may have a creative awakening and feel inspired at first. As with any of the chakras, you may also experience a healing crisis or of sorts during the action and alignment of the second chakra energy. Physically, this may manifest as low back pain or pelvic pain, urinary tract infection, or even a resurgent or temporary worsening of hormonal or reproductive issues. Now, you may even go through an emotional purge of sorts, but this is purely so you can reset emotionally and become more balanced and joyful. Be patient with yourself as this healing and alignment takes place, and know that joy awakes on the other side of this process. Now, the goddess archetype, the goddess empress, is the archetype of the second chakra. She enjoys all the physical aspects of life on earth. She knows that she deserves to experience pleasure and joy, so she is passionate and stagnant by life. As she is in touch with her body and her sexuality, the central and the self. She feels deeply but is emotionally balanced and has an air of grateful sincerity about her. She trusts that there is always more than enough, and as a result, is generous and giving. Her energy and appetite for life draw others to her. The famous queen and the empress has been associated with the goddess empress archetype, including the empress of the Wu Zhentang of China and the queen of Sheba, a powerful ruler of the ancient Ethiopia, who enchanted King Solomon with her beauty and his generous, joyful spirit. Now, when we infuse the energy of the goddess, the empress, into our second chakra, we remember that joy is our divine birthright. And so we allow ourselves to experience pleasure of all sorts, joy, peace, become our emotional foundation, which not only make us charismatic to others, but also attract good fortune. We are open channeled for creativity and relinquish the process of birthing new ideas. Adopting the goddess empress help us remember that we deserve the good things in life, which in turn magnetize us to attract those things to us. Any questions there for Linda?
Oh, no, I'm just over here writing. I got my pen. As a matter of fact, I have several over here. Yep, I like the goddess empress and that infusion of that. And it works. It definitely works. I can tell you that.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to go into the stones for the second chakra. Now, many of the recommended stones for the second chakra have revitalizing and vibrant energy and comes in color of the chakra. So the orange quartzite is deeply cleaning and energizing. Now, this gem helps balance emotions and remove fear that may be stored in the energy body. It is also known as the creativity stone. The second stone is carnelian. It's a stabilizing stone that helps restore vitality and can boost one's zest for life. Now, often used for meditation, it can calm emotions such as anger, jealousy, and envy. Now, by clearing the mind of unnecessary thoughts, stones help bring clarity and peace of mind. The orange spinel. Now, in Reiki, the orange spinel is known for opening and aligning the second chakra. Holding this stone or using it and meditation can help us tap into our intuitions and stimulates creativity. Many healing practitioners call this stone the fertility stone. So I recommend using this stone for powerful healing stone in a polished form and use it on your body. Now, onyx is a black stone that is excellent at absorbing and transforming negative energy. It also helps us release mental, physical, and spiritual blockage that may be preventing you from experiencing joy and creativity. Now, a polished onyx stone are highly effective for healing rituals like meditation and chakra balancing. Now we're going to go into the oils, if there's no questions, Linda.
Okay, the second stone that you talked about, the stabilizing, how do you spell that? You say what's the name of that stone?
It's carnelian. It's C-A-R-N-E-L-I-A-N. Carnelian.
Carnelian. Okay, great. Okay, I got that. Nope, I'm good. I know the listeners are good. I'm good.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the essential oils for the second chakra. Now, this particular oil has properties that aid in the healthy functioning of the second chakra. Many are quite sweet and uplifting, which promotes the vibrant nature of the second chakra. Rosewood. It is extracted from the rosewood tree. Now, this oil has a floral yet woodsy aroma. It is known for its aphrodisiac, can never say that word, qualities, and can also help calm an overworked mind. Now, helping to restore emotional balance, you just dab a few drops on your temples and gently massage them to bring a more harmonious and peaceful mind. You can also use it with a carrier oil for self-massaging or with a partner to help stimulate the second chakra. Now, yang yang. Now, this vulgar oil promotes a sense of joy and happiness, whether diffused or used in a blend for massaging or moisturizing aroma. It has a very romantic aroma. It's the most renowned aphrodisiac oil and can also be worn as a oil perfume. All right, so if you want to turn on your partner, you just put on that oil and it will change your thing. Okay, and then you have the clarity sage. Now, this is one of the best essential oils for the female reproductive system. Now, the clary sage treats menstrual issues such as cramp, premenstrual tension, and can help regulate the your menstrual cycle and your hormones. So they help balance. Now, the clary sage became one of my most have essential oil after I found that massaging a few drops directly on my lower abdomen alleviates the pain of your menstrual cramps. And then you have orange. Now, the orange oil is one of the most uplifting oil. I mean, anytime you feel yourself down, you know, cloudy or depressed or whatever, that's a great oil to burn. You know, diffusing it can create a joyful environment, which is so helpful for activating the vibrant energy of the second chakra. Now, the aroma allows us to think positivity and feel happy, and it stimulates creativity. So for the oil blends for that particular chakra, it's the Joyful Creation blend. Now, the second chakra consume a blend that is designed to help you to connect to your passion and create nature. You can use this oil blend daily when going through the process of opening and aligning this energy center, or use it when you need to experience more of the trait of a healthy functioning second chakra. This oil is best sniffed directly or massaged gently into the lower abdomen and the side of your neck. It makes for a great aphrodisiac. That word, I tell you, aphrodisiac.
Yes, okay.
when you tie a tongue, it's kind of hard to get that word out, right?
I know, but right, we know what you're talking about.
So the ingredients for that, you're going to use 2 tablespoons of rose hip oil. You're going to have 5 drops of the rose wood essential oil. And then you're going to use 3 drops of the yang yang essential oil. Now, these are the things that you're going to need. You're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. And it makes about 1.5 ounce. And the first thing you're going to do, you're going to pour the rose hip oil into a dark glass bottle. And you're going to, using a dropper, you're going to add each essential oil, covering the bottle and swirling it lightly. And you're going to massage gently into your lower abdomen around the second chakra. You're going to use it also as an oil perfume by rubbing it gently on your temple, your wrist, and your neck. And remember, this is for only external use only. Any question before we go into the visualization?
Nope, I'm fine. I got my drops and my measurements here. I'm okay.
Okay. All right, so now you can do this meditation on your back, or you can just be in your sacred space. And to prepare this space, you're going to clean it by clearing the energy, with your smudging ritual, using either a white sage bundle or a Palo Santo stick. You can then diffuse one of the recommended second chakra essential oils, perhaps even combining the two of the oils. If you have some of the stones associated with the second chakra, collect them as well, as they will be useful for the meditation. And then also you're going to turn on a self-focused lamp or light, light a candle for the ambience before lying down, just creating a nice, atmosphere, comfortable, sacred space. Now I just want you to just lay down and close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And just let your muscles soften and your body relax. And you can repeat this as many times as needed, and until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. Gently place your hands on the area below your belly and above the pelvic bone. Continue to inhale and exhale deeply. Visualize your breath coming in through your hands and entering your lower abdomen as you exhale. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, either silently or aloud, honor and cherish my sacred chakra, and I see it clearly. Visualize an orange pyramid in your lower abdomen. Carefully observe the pyramid elements. Notice if it has any detail, including if it is spinning or stagnant. Notice how this pyramid feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring your second chakra to energetic equilibrium. Once you have observed the pyramid and obtained the significant insight into the functioning of your sacred chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. And then gently open up your eyes. All right. Now we're going to go into the activation. And just continue to lay down or sit, whatever you need to just be comfortable. And this time I just want you to, if you have stones, take your stones and place them between your hands and your abdomen. Close your eyes and visualize an orange light emitting from your hands, entering your abdomen with your breath. See this orange light moving into your body, filling up your lower abdomen. Bring your mind eyes to the orange pyramid, which represents your sacred chakra. See the orange light flowing from your hands and into your abdomen to fill the pyramid. It is flooded with this bright orange light. The pyramid glows into statues and vibrancy and begin to spin in a clockwise direction, slowly picking up speed until the pyramid is moving so fast it now appears as a vivid orange light spinning in your lower abdomen and flooding the rest of your body with energy. As you see this vivid orange energy, going through your body, invite it in a sense of joy and passion for yourself, others, and life. Continue to stay seated or lying down. You can close, keep your eyes closed, in and exhale out slowly through the nose. Now we're going to go into the reflection. Now at this time, you can prepare some tea. You know, perhaps if you have the orange peel, lemongrass, a rosehip infusion. You know, and just get settled down in your sacred space. Or you might want to choose another space that feels comfortable to you. You can diffuse one or more of the sacred second chakra oil. You can light a candle. And just gently massage a few drops of the joyful creation blend that we did, what we talked about earlier. Now the oil, the orange oil, you can put some of the oil onto your lower abdomen, your temple, and your wrist. And then just place some on the second chakra stone nearby if you have some. Or you can hold some in your hand. Now as you journal, just reflect on your experiences of the second chakra visualization and the activation. Now consider what you learned about your second chakra and how an imbalance or blocked sacred chakra may make you feel. Now check in as to whether you are experiencing some of these symptoms. Now note any insights you receive as to what you may need to do for the chakra to be open and balanced. Now here are some questions to ask yourself as you reflect. Are you giving yourself free time to do fun things? Are you allowing yourself to indulge in treatment for your body, such as a facial, a massage, or a scrub? Do you feel you deserve to enjoy life? Are you able to see and experience joy and pleasure in the small things? Do you like your body? And are you comfortable, confident in it? Are you comfortable with your sexuality? Do you feel sensual? Do you feel abundant? Does life feel abundant to you? Are you involved in negative drama? Now the sex chakra affirmation helps connect you to your body and pleasure center, reminding you that you deserve to enjoy your body and this physical life. Now I want you to say the mantra twice a day as a morning and evening ritual. While you are in the process of opening and balancing the chakra, just dab some of the joyful creation blend or any of the other sacred chakra oil on your neck, your wrist, your temple, and your lower abdomen before you begin. Now, to best benefit from these affirmations, it is good to move your body when affirming the words. Ideally, do some form of yin activity, such as yoga or dance, really feeling what you are saying in your body. You can create your own mantra or use the suggestion that I'm getting ready to give you. All right? So the first suggestion is, I am divinely created being here to enjoy all that it is divine in me, in my life. I know I deserve to experience pleasure, and I take pleasure in all of life. My body is sacred, and I cherish it. It is safe for me to express and enjoy my sexuality. I honor my feelings, and I am able to move through them in a healthy way. I allow myself time to create and play just for the joy of it. I honor and enjoy my body. My sexuality is sacred. I feel pleasure every day. I am passionate about life. I am playful. I am joyful. I honor all of my emotions. Creativity flows through me. Joy flows through me. Abundance. All right, Miss Linda. So that's the end of the second chakra.
Well, you know, I got about 5 pages over here, and I love it. I'd like to go through, well, I like them all, but when we get into the visualization and the activation of that stone moving, I cannot do it while we're on the air because you would hear me over here snoring. You know how to knock a person out. But I have everything written down, and I want to tell the listeners, you know, do some research. We talk about these stones, the healing stone, you know. If you're like a layman like me, you get you a crystal Bible. There's a crystal Bible and has all the stones in it, and it explains them, gives you the colors and the pictures, because Stephanie's giving us some good information here. That's good for our health. It's good for healing. It's good for the mental, the spiritual, and everything else. And we come on from time to time because as long as I'm here, I like to talk about the chakras, and I like to learn from the master. And when I say master, I do mean what I say. When she's not available, I have a beautiful gift. I have chart. I have things, and I try to bring a little bit to you, but it will never, ever be delivered in the manner that she does. I'm not that skilled, but I'm a good learned student. So I need somebody to help me do homework also. So you guys start getting into the healing stones, understanding about your body, and getting this good education. That's all I have to say, but I'd like to ask you, Stephanie, thank you so much. I know you're getting ready to go out there and be with the family and see all those babies. How many grandchildren do you have? You have a lot of boys in your life. Is it 19 of them?
I have 23.
Oh, my
God. I have 23 grandchildren.
Oh,
and out of the 23, I have 15 grandboys.
Oh, okay. I know that. Okay. Yeah, I've seen the pictures, you know, I know the beginnings, I know where it started, but after I pass your daughters, I get lost. Okay, beautiful, beautiful young ladies, been knowing them, and you got all these grandkids, and you running around there looking like they sisters, okay? So that's what these stones will do for you, that's what meditation will do for you, that's what keeping your mind, body, and spirit together will do for you. And I know they're going to be happy that, you know, you guys are going to be together and do whatever you have to do. And before you start the total holiday, I know on Friday, that's the 16th, Black Women in Wellness, you have a segment. Could you give us the information on that before we go so I can put that out there? We like to join, but we have 2 more shows. We have Thursday and Friday, and then we're on hiatus. Or maybe we'll shorten that Friday or switch it around so that we can get the last of that workshop. And what is the title of the workshop that's happening on Friday?
Yes, so the title of the workshop is Creating Healthy Boundaries in Relationships. So
okay.
That's the relationship with yourself, others, community, family members, you know, your partners. You know, we want to go into 2023, you know, living in our authentic self, that we are not
okay.
wearing masks, we're not, well, we are able to say no without feeling guilty.
Okay.
And we are able to actually really reach our goals and our, you know, reach our highest potential.
Mm.
And with doing that, the relationship that we create with ourselves and others has to be authentic relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to figure out how we can tune in on this. Either we'll have to go, I don't know, because you guys start at 7 and you go until 9. Okay, you start at 7. So if I tried to get in and get at least 45 minutes, but then we have to come off, and if we make it short on Friday, we can come back in. I'm going to talk with Tiffany and I, see if that's workable, and we're going to work this because that's a great topic, creating healthy boundaries with relationships and living in our authentic self, you know. I've been in my authentic self ever since I've been living, so, but I still want to learn more about it, okay? Because sometimes that authentic self can get a little off kilter, right?
Yeah.
So I would like to actually come in and join you. Well, you know, we appreciate you. Can you give me the link? What is it? How would one register for that? I have it. You sent it to me. I haven't posted it out, but could you give it to us over the air?
Yes, you can go to bwwla.org, and that's our website. That's Black Women for Wellness website, and get the Zoom link to go on and join the show.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to make this work. And, again, welcome back. I know you were traveling out there, Washington, D.C., taking things. And what do you think about our newly elected Mayor Bass? Okay, I got a slogan for that, but I can't say it over there. Out there, you're in person. But congratulations. Things are going to get done.
Amazing. Yes, I went to the inauguration.
Okay.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, it was
okay.
It was amazing. I am so proud of Mayor Bass, because I started with her when she actually started the coalition, community coalition, back in the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So I've been with her before she even got into office. And
okay.
I'm so proud of her. She's, you know, she's a hard worker. She's for the community. She's for the people. Has a great heart. And once she says she's going to do something, she's going to make it happen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's going to find a way to make it happen. So so we have a great mayor for the city of LA.
Right on. I'm in agreement with you on that. And like I said, she stepped out the door making it happen, and she don't have a problem asking for help. A state of emergency. That means everybody step up to the plate. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we'll be doing whatever I can on my end to get up in there. And I'm very, very proud of her myself. I've always cared a lot about it, and she is a woman of her word, and that's very, very important. If you don't keep your word, you don't have anything, but she gets the job done. And I'm proud. I'm happy. It's an exciting thing. But we know it's not going to change tomorrow. It didn't start tomorrow, but it's going to change. So on that note, I'm going to tell the listeners to Stephanie will be back. We're going to go on hiatus. She won't be back until 2023 for you and me, because we take that break here on this end. We have to get out and about and do things and relax and, you know, soak our feet and get ready, okay, to go into the 2023 and to bring you more information, talk about the growth, talk about the new beginnings. And if you can go to bwwla.org, that's Black Women's Wellness Los Angeles, look up the event, get the Zoom link, and tune in.
if you can. If they start at 7, we do not start until 8. So at least you can get an hour of that goodness, okay? If you want to get the bang for your buck, let's all try to work and make this happen so we can support Master Stephanie Hayes. That's what we call you. But you got some good students over here. We're trying to get there. And we love you. I know you've had a excruciating day because of all the things that you're doing out there. And I will be speaking with you, listeners, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Wound. Stephanie, and also you were sworn into a position, went to Washington. What was that about? What was that position about? Your vice president?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm the first vice president of the Southern California area.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, you've been plugging out there. It is so nice. You see, that's what I tell you, listeners. Always surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you, inspire you, and let you know that if they can do it, you can do it also. So look for those type of mentors. You know, we all need mentors out there. We all need to surround ourselves with nothing but positive people. A lot of people talking and walking, but they don't be it. It takes all three. Talk it, walk it, and be it. Be authentic to who you are. And as we say, when you give life of happiness to others, you truly live. And wisdom is invisible. It can only be gauged by a person's actual conduct and behavior. And Stephanie, on that note, we're going to check out. We love you. I'll be talking with you. I know you need the rest. I'll probably give you a call tomorrow, kind of speak with you, because that's a dark day for us. And we love you over here. Stephanie Haynes, the author of Healing the Wounds, chapter number 2. We have 5 more to go, but we're going to start that in 2023. We take it from number 1 to number 7 for you. Stephanie, thank you so much, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Miss Linda.
All righty. Thank you. Talk to you later. Stephanie Haynes, guys. It's a master.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want for
Yeah.